Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Brazilian health officials say they've registered nearly 4,200 coronavirus deaths in 24 hours, a new record. The public health system has been overwhelmed by a surge in the number of cases since the beginning of the year. More from Will Grant.
There's a political crisis unfolding in Brazil at the same time, and critics of the president, Jair Bolsonaro, have placed the blame firmly at his door throughout this crisis. They say he hasn't taken it seriously from the start, that he has underplayed the crisis, that he has even attempted to unpick the lockdowns being put in place by regional governors. Brazil is at its worst point at any stage since the pandemic began.
Hungary is relaxing its COVID restrictions today despite being in the grip of a third wave of the virus with hospitals at full capacity. The Prime Minister Viktor Orban is shortening an overnight curfew and many shops and services will reopen. Nick Thorpe is in Budapest.
Viktor Orban announced the easing of the lockdown in a short Facebook message on Wednesday afternoon. He'd previously said that he felt a moral imperative to start the reopening of the country as soon as first vaccinations reached the 2.5 million mark in a population of 9.7 million. There's been a mixed reaction to the announcement. While some medical experts and commentators have condemned the move as premature, the opposition mayor of Budapest, Gergely Karácsony, said he understood public demand for the easing, but called for caution and responsible behaviour.
The United States has hailed the start of talks in Vienna, which aim to revive the international deal on Iran's nuclear program, as a welcome and constructive step. A State Department spokesman said he nonetheless expected the discussions to be difficult and did not anticipate an early breakthrough. People in South Korea's two biggest cities, Seoul and Busan, are voting in mayoral elections that are being closely watched as an indication of support for the President Moon Jae-in. We get more now from Will Leonardo.
These by-elections are notable not only for their timing a year ahead of presidential elections, but also for how they've come about. Both former mayors from President Moon's party were accused of sexual misconduct while they were in office. In Busan, the incumbent resigned. Seoul's mayor was found dead in a suspected suicide. Candidates from the Conservative Opposition Party have gone into Election Day with an edge in the polls. Despite a relatively successful response to the pandemic, there's anger in South Korea at growing inequality, soaring house prices, and a series of corruption scandals. Losing both cities would be a crushing defeat for President Moon, overshadowing his last year in office before the presidential poll.
World News from the BBC.